This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Schools and many offices are closed today to mark Veterans Day. We mark it with the story of an unusual approach to treating post-traumatic stress disorder. One in five vets of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan suffers from PTSD. Some providers, including the VA, are looking to acupuncture as a way to relieve what are often disabling symptoms. In Durango, an acupuncturist has set up a free clinic for returning soldiers. Vanessa Morgan brings her needles to the VFW hall there weekly. We're going to hear from her in just a bit. First, one of her patients, former Army paratrooper Stephen Felix. He describes suffering from PTSD like this.
Well, it's kind of like being a single parent and going out with a toddler, you know, and you kind of have to keep an eye on this toddler. And that would be my post-traumatic stress, just knowing when and where to take this child. It's something that I have to guard. There are times when aggravating factors can cause the child to kick and scream. And in my case, it would be cuss or, you know, just make a scene in public. So it's important to know when to take, you know, this kicking, screaming child and take him outside or somewhere where it's appropriate to let things out and scream at the world or, you know, or cry, you know, either or.
That's such a vivid description. I've never heard it described quite that way. Could you tell us what you witnessed or the kind of trauma you endured in Iraq and Afghanistan?
I have percussive hearing damage, which makes it feel like I'm underwater all the time. I'm 60% disabled. If you add up all my bodily injury, I was in a vehicle accident in Afghanistan. I just feel devastated. My body's devastated. I have a spine injury.
What kinds of treatment are you getting for the PTSD in addition to the acupuncture?
Well, I receive a lot of counseling from Veterans Affairs as far as, you know, even alcohol abuse, alcohol use, just learning how to live, you know, not so much live, but live amongst society because now it's no longer time to be a soldier.
Tell me about why you decided to try acupuncture. What is it you're hoping to get out of it?
Well, because of the symptoms of PTSD, I came into town and I found out about the acupuncture treatment. And the first thing I thought was, you know, wow, someone's actually doing something other than talk about help veterans. I would say a large percentage of the therapy of the acupuncture is just the fact that I'm being took serious.
How many sessions have you had so far?
I've had two.
Noticing any changes?
The first time I did feel relaxed. I have a girlfriend who recognized, you know, and pointed out that, hey, I've noticed that you are significantly more relaxed today.
Well, let's bring in now Vanessa Morgan, who's with the Durango Acupuncture Alliance. And Vanessa, tell me a bit about how you came up with the idea for this clinic for veterans.
There's a few different reasons that prompted me. One was that my father was a veteran. He served in World War II, and he was never the same and suffered from, you know, nightmares recurring throughout his life. And then one of my first very significant relationships was with an ex-Marine from Vietnam. And then in the current situation, I just kept hearing what these veterans were facing coming home. And I've been an acupuncturist for over 20 years and have worked with non-military patients that suffered from PTSD and just saw the tremendous benefit. And every time I would hear a report or read something in the paper, I just kept saying, somebody has to do something. And my profession has something to offer. And so I'm going to go for it.
And I understand that you connected with a network of other acupuncturists who are doing similar work, huh?
I did, yes. There's an organization, it's based in Albuquerque, New Mexico, called Acupuncturists Without Borders. They've created a model for these clinics that works very well. And there's now over 30 clinics in the United States that are all run like ours on a volunteer basis.
The modality of acupuncture that you use, there are many obviously, is focusing on needles in ears, correct?
Yes, it is. It's called auricular acupuncture, and it's actually a protocol that was developed in a clinic in the Bronx by a medical doctor for many years that was working with addicts and recovery. And what they found that a lot of the symptoms of withdrawal, you know, are very similar to PTSD and its impact on the nervous system.
And just like Stephen, I imagine many of these veterans are getting other types of treatment, including mental health treatment.
Yeah, and what's really, I think, very beneficial is that built into the model of Chinese medicine, we see the mind and the body as one.
You've opened up your clinic to veterans' family members. I wonder if they've shared any stories with you.
Yeah, the family members, they experience what we call secondary PTSD, and it's very stressful. One case that comes to mind is a woman who was living, you know, with her husband, a veteran, and last winter she came home and he had committed suicide and she found him dead in the house. Oh. And since last winter, she hasn't been able to sleep despite medication, a lot of depression, anxiety. And for her, after one treatment, she was able to sleep.
I want to thank you both for being with us.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Ryan.
Stephen Felix is a former Army paratrooper. Vanessa Morgan founded the Durango Acupuncture Alliance. The group Morgan trained with, Acupuncturists Without Borders, has set up mobile clinics after events like Hurricane Katrina, here in Colorado, the Waldo Canyon fire, and on the East Coast, Superstorm Sandy.